What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In today's NFL, I'm not hiring a defensive coach. I just hate to say it, I'm not, especially the Jets don't have a quarterback. You have to find a quarterback, right? If you don't have a quarterback, you have to find a quarterback. I would bring back what I would do with the Jets, and I was saying it, you know, I would hire Mike McCarthy and bring back Aaron Rodgers. I would hire, I don't like any of the names. I got to be totally honest with you. It's not like I hate them or that they can't be good coaches. None of them inspire me. Brian Flores doesn't inspire me, right? Aaron, Glenn, as you just said, doesn't inspire me. None of the coaching candidates inspire me. None of them. And I want to hire an offensive mind if I can, but if I'm going to hire, like, I think you should bring, I've been saying this for a long time, I want a stabilizing head coach, I want a proven winner, I want someone who's going to come in here, understand how to coach, understand how to get the team ready, been in big games, understand clock management, doesn't have to learn a damn thing, doesn't have to learn anything on the job, doesn't have to, comes in with instant credibility, settles things down. Aaron Rodgers and this offense can go win football games in a lousy NFL, which I think we learned watching this weekend. They could be a playoff team next year. I fully, fully believe that. So for me, I would have hired Pete Carroll to be the head coach of the New York Jets. He's won national championships. He's won a Super Bowl. He ran a program in Seattle, ran a team in Seattle that was a consistent winner and you know, playoff contender for a decade. Pete Carroll knows how to win. Pete Carroll knows how to coach. Pete Carroll has dealt with a veteran sort of high maintenance quarterback in Russell Wilson. I think Pete Carroll is a perfect fit. I can't understand why he has not been hired. Interviewed at the very least. It makes absolutely no sense to me. But because I want Aaron Rodgers back and the connection with Mike McCarthy, I think that's a great hire. Hire Mike McCarthy. He's won a Super Bowl. He comes in. He knows how to win football games. Even Dallas, yes, he hasn't gotten, you know, to the promised land, but they won, what, 12, 14 games? How many games did they win last year? Last year, they were... What is it right here? Why am I not seeing the win? There we go. I'm sorry. They won 12 games last year. So, I mean, I don't know why Mike McCarthy wouldn't be one of the guys interviewed immediately. And again, Aaron Rodgers, they had a good relationship, probably not perfect, a little bit of history there. And it certainly ended poorly for him, specifically Mike McCarthy in Green Bay. But now it ended poorly in the Green Bay for both of them. And they have an opportunity to stick it to Green Bay by reuniting with the Jets and winning. I want to win, especially the Jets. I need to make the playoffs. And I just think that Aaron Rodgers, along with Garrett Wilson and Devontae Adams, and a legitimate head coach, wins football games. I firmly believe that. I would hire either I would hire Pete Carroll or Mike McCarthy and bring back Aaron Rodgers. That's what I would do with the Jets. And if I'm hiring a young coach, if I'm going in that direction, if I'm hiring one of these guys I've talked to, I have to admit, I don't think going defense. We've seen Ryan Fitzpatrick talk about Flores and how it ended in Miami, and how he became sort of like a dictator and standoffish and burned a lot of bridges and made a reputation in this league. And as great as he's done over the course of the regular season with Minnesota, you know, his defense didn't exactly play well against the Lions 2 weeks ago, and wasn't the main reason for the loss necessarily. And you can argue they had a touchdown taken away from them with that flip pass called back. But I haven't seen, you know, big games, Flores. It doesn't excite me. I'll tell you the truth. Matt, I mean, me and Fliegelman have been talking about this a lot. He's been convincing me, I got to tell you. He's been convincing. Matt Nagy might be the best option. I mean, this is a guy, let's be totally fair. He's done better in Chicago than anybody else. Eberflus came in and was worse. Trubisky's a terrible quarterback. He made it to the playoffs. He's made it to the playoffs twice. He has a winning record with Mitch Trubisky and Justin Fields. He got to a playoff game with Mitch Trubisky. They went back into the tank after they fired him. And he's been working with Andy Reid. Like that, people, for whatever reason, myself included, when I first heard the name, like you hear Matt Nagy and you're just like, oh, no, that doesn't work. It's same thing with Arthur Smith. Like, oh, nah. Like it's that same kind of thing. But if you look at his overall record, he's got an over 500 record. It's better than Flores. And give me that stat about the GM and the record again, Fleegs. Fleegs, what's his record with the GM as opposed to every other coach?
34-31 with Nagy, and well, 34-33 if you include the two playoff losses,
right?
And 14-34 for the GM otherwise.
14-34 without Nagy, over 500 with him.
And that was Ryan Pace.
Ryan Pace.
I sometimes make, because Ryan Pace was the GM, now Ryan Poles is. Right. I always forget which one was which.
Right. So with Ryan Pace as the GM, miserable failure, everybody else, two games over 500 with Matt Nagy. It's not like the Bears have done a lot of winning. And he did a pretty damn good job there. It's not the worst name. At least it's offensive. You got a young quarterback in here. I hate the idea. I talked about this yesterday. The main reason, especially because I don't know the... It would be one thing if you knew for sure that it would be... I would feel even more so about an offensive coach if you knew they were going to get a young quarterback in the room. If you're going to go Aaron Rodgers, again, I'm thinking of the whole thing as a short-term solution. Stabilizing the franchise, getting away from all these stories about the owner, snapping this playoff drought, being a capable team for a year or two under Aaron Rodgers, and then looking to hire the new young coach moving forward, and then looking to make a rebuild or something. I need a palate cleanse. I can't continue to lose. But like if the thing with going, and today's NFL, look at all these coaches. Look at all the coaches. And we were talking about it yesterday. The last head coach that wasn't named Bill Belichick to win a Super Bowl as a defensive-minded head coach is Mike Tomlin in 2009. That's the last time a defensive-minded coach not named Bill Belichick won a Super Bowl. And you look at the teams now, other than McDermott, what contender is going to, you know, I mean, it's just, one, I think they win in today's NFL. And two, especially if you're going to get a quarterback in there. If you get a quarterback in there and you hire a defensive head coach, right? Even if he's successful, the offensive coordinator is going to be the one to get the credit. And the offensive coordinator is going to get a job. And then you're forcing another offense on the quarterback. Like if it's your offense, then it stays in place. 888-808-1019. So for me, they've interviewed 16 people to be their head coach, the New York Jets. And to me, the guys out there making the rounds to be the head coach, the two best options are Mike McCarthy and Pete Carroll, and they haven't talked to him.